This is an interview with Finn, who's down at the Rossport Solidarity Camp. Shell's pipeline ship, the Solitaire, has just arrived off the bay. It's about 12 miles out at sea, and people are waiting for it to arrive. This morning, the police arrested a couple of the local fishermen at sea under the absurd charge of loitering to try and get them off the bay. I'm going to talk about all this in the interview with Finn. You'll find background information at www.dublins2s.com, and you'll find more audio files at www.wsm.ie. I'm talking by mobile phone with Finn, who's just down the Rossport Solidarity Camp. Finn, you arrived down there this afternoon. There's a lot of stuff in the papers about, you know, rings of steel and people not being allowed through, and they're going to have checkpoints and all that. What was it actually like when you were going down?
Well, we weren't stopped at all. I got a lift, got two lifts from Ballina, and the car wasn't stopped at all. The second lift was 30 miles out and got the whole way in without being stopped. However, when we arrived at the campsite, there's 25 public order unit guards and 25 uniformed guards looking at about 10 people sitting on a beach. That's the first thing I saw. Then at one point, people got a little dinghy and brought that down to the beach, and the public order unit stormed in and grabbed it. So it's I suppose, overkill is what you could definitely say. There's about 40, I suppose, people in the camp. I don't know, it's hard to tell people coming and going, but there's just a ridiculous amount. The public order unit are on constant patrol just on the beach below the camp.
I was going to say, yeah, the public order unit, for people who don't know it, are kind of what the riot squad is called in Ireland.
It's quite a farcical situation, actually, to look at. Then there's up to the watch when I arrived, there's a dredger in the bay, and there was about 12 boats that's gone down to... there's also two Navy boats, obviously, in the bay at all times. There's just two... The dredger's gone, and there's still two patrol boats in the bay beside the camp. And then there's, like, one, two, three others further out, and then two working ships, I don't know what they're for, supply ships or something, in the bay as well.
And there's no sign of the Solitaire itself, then?
Well, the Solitaire is anchored off Broadhaven Stags, about, I think, 10 miles out. It can be seen, I think, not from the camp, but further up the coast, it can be seen, if the weather's clear.
The news this morning was that the guards had arrested a couple of the local fishermen out in the bay on the water. Do you want to explain what that was about?
Well, Pat O'Donnell, whose boat was sank last week, was out fishing with his two brothers and his son, and they boarded the boat that Pat was in and Jonathan, and they arrested the two of them. Pat had to be lifted to hospital. Jonathan was arrested for loitering on a boat in the middle of the sea. I don't really know how that works, but anyway, Jonathan was arrested and is currently in Castlereagh at the moment.
And that kind of fits into what was happening last year when Pat was arrested on two occasions. Just to get him out of the way, but it was they were arresting him under weird charges then as well, from what I can remember.
Yeah, the guys were out fishing, doing their job, and were arrested. Like, they were doing absolutely nothing at all. There was no boats near them. And actually, the quite ironic thing is, 2 days ago, the O'Donnells went to the police asking for protection while they're at work, and they actually had police protection, and then another police boat came and arrested them. So, it was a complete make-up charge, presumably designed just to get Jonathan and Pat out of the way for the arrival of the Solitaire.
So we can hear some of the noise of the camp in the background. What are spirits like there?
Spirits are pretty high. I suppose things are this was tense. There's a good few people around. A lot of people from the community are down. I guess people, you know, because the Solitaire is in the vicinity, I suppose, people are, I suppose, tense, waiting, not sure what's going to happen. And then the presence of 50-plus guards right beside you, obviously, heightened things a bit. But people are in very good spirits and, I suppose, kind of waiting then.
The Irish Times, well, Conor Lally, the crime correspondent, was quoting, I think he was calling them informed sources this morning, that, among other things, was saying that they expected the Solitaire to be doing close inshore work for 5 days, and after 5 days it would be far enough out at sea that it couldn't be reached by kayaks or whatever. Do you think that's a realistic expectation, or is that just kind of being wound up by the guards?
I think the big thing going on at the moment is there's rumour, counter-rumour going on as to where Solitaire is, how long it'll take to work. I don't think anyone bar Shell at the moment have a clear picture exactly how long it'll take. It will take a while, obviously. I wouldn't say how long it's going to take. It's probably a long enough time for people to do things, I suppose.
The same Irish Times article was talking about there being 300 guards down there now. Does that seem like an accurate figure?
Well, when I was coming down, I heard that. And when I was coming down, I was very sceptical. But after what I've seen, just a few I've seen now, I wouldn't be surprised if there is actually 300 guards in the area. Like, at any one time, there seems to be 100 in and around. Because they're doing a shift change between the guards are actually based in Shell's compound, and they do a shift change, and at any one time there's 50. So that means that, like, there's at least 100 guards down here at the moment. So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know for an exact figure, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was up to 300 guards in the area.
And how about Special Branch? Are they are present at the site as well, or do you have the dodgy characters from IRMS hanging around?
Apparently there was four people from IRMS photographing the campsite earlier on. I haven't seen any Special Branch. I haven't really been looking. I assume they've been around. I haven't seen any cars pull up, though, yet. Or I think they were here yesterday harassing someone from the local community about giving a statement about something that happened weeks ago, or an outlandish thing given the situation that's going on. But I guess at the moment there's not heavy Special Branch harassment, as far as I can tell.
And any expectations for the next couple of days? How do you think things are going to pan out?
I guess that's a $50 million question. Don't know. People here are quite adamant. I think people are also well aware of what we're up against. But I suppose there's surprises in store. I don't know. It depends, I suppose, on what happens when the Solitaire does come in. And we'll have to see then. Yeah, beyond that, it's hard to stay. Like, all the equipment is ready. They have a line put out to meet the Solitaire and stuff like that. So I guess this is kind of the calm before the storm. What's going on now?
Yeah, I mean, technically what they're going to be doing is trying to winch a pipe onshore, is that right? And sort of do the shore connection of it and then lay that pipe 80 kilometres out at sea to wherever the gas head is.
Yeah, because the Solitaire is such a big ship that it actually can't come all the way in. So they have to connect basically the pipe onshore, and that way to do that is literally pull it in for, I think it's about a kilometre, to pull it into the shore with a high-tension cable.
There was, I think from yesterday, a pretty comical-looking picture on Indy Media of, it looked like, I think, about 18 or 19 of the kind of the police and the IRMS ribs, like the little fast rubber speedboats in the water, with I think, two kayaks kind of paddling out towards them. Was it like that today? Like, is there a huge amount of police in the water?
What you can definitely say is going on here is overkill.
You'll find background information at www.dublins2s.com, and you'll find more audio files at www.wsm.ie.